Pleasant good morning, down to Brass Tacks. Today, the 25th of October 2018. My name is Lisa Gale. I'm pleased to be with you until 1:30 p.m. today. We're going to talk about a number of things. I have two on my mind, and I want to share them with you. In particular, on Saturday, I would have had the awesome privilege of attending the graduation ceremony of CAFO Campus, University of the West Indies, as we celebrated one of our successes in the family. And the valedictorian was a young gentleman, Kaya Bridgman, and he shared quite a bit on what UWE has done for him. And I reflected on it, and having been there before and having graduated twice, once in 2001 and then subsequently in 2005, 2006, I there were some nostalgic moments, but his speech was very similar to my thoughts when I left the first and again the second time. And one of his calls was for regional integration. And he talked about how he has matured over the years and being a non-Barbadian, living in Barbados and being able to build so many relationships. He now has a pretty wide network. He's now he's not an attorney at law, but he has a BSc in law, and he will be going over to complete his certificate. And it was phenomenal to hear him express how he has matured, the challenges he endured, and give some very good talks to his fellow graduands. And then my stepdaughter, who graduated as well, who didn't go to UWE, she was in Mona, but she also had a similar experience having gone to Mona over the last 5 years. And I just want to give credit to the institution of the University of the West Indies and bring some attention to the role that it has played in social development in the region and how it has impacted decision making, it has impacted business, it has impacted social life, it has impacted so much of the fabric of Caribbeanness. And I have persons who I would have met over the years. They're now business colleagues, they're now persons I can call on when I'm going to any part of the region and I need any connections, any feedback, or I need a person. I can always call somebody in several of the Caribbean countries and ask a question for a hookup so that the networking starts in school, as well as there's so many other scenarios that took place over those years. And I really want to give credit to the University of the West Indies, in particular, CAFO Campus, and I'm sure there are many others, either in Jamaica or in Trinidad, that have impacted the lives of so many others. This week as well, as I continue to pay tribute to education facilities, I want to bring, of course, some attention to the University of Waterford, where I also attended. And as they celebrate their week of activities, coming from so many years ago, being that first grammar school that let poor white boys in, and then it then was opened and exposed to black boys, knowing what Barbados was over 300 and something years ago. The experience that I have, I also want to give credit to that institution, in particular, Mrs. Dorian Pyle, who rose to principal at the time. She rose to deputy principal when I was there, and Mr. Roach, who was principal for all of my time there. There are many other teachers who I might not be able to call their names, but that school has had and has left an indelible impression and impact on me as a person, how I care for people, the empathy that I have, the respect that I have for authority, my ability to be in different spaces and places. So much I've learned from being in the experience at school and having comrades who I can call on as well, equally. At any time, there are persons who I engage with. There are some persons who, on finding out that we would have gone to the same school, they respond to you in a way that is far more affable and friendly. I just want to really signal the valuable experience And I'm sure there are many other institutions in Barbados that have had an impact on several of our students. And I want to give credit specifically to Common Mayor, but to school life, and to thank the teachers who have gone beyond the call of duty. And I say that because while I was at school, I had several mothers and several fathers who attended to me, some of my colleagues, some of their parents as well, who were there at times when you needed them. So a big credit to the University of the West Indies, a big credit to Common Mayor School, and a big credit to the persons who teach in Barbados. This is Down to Brass Tacks today. You are with me until 1:30 p.m. Thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning.
Hello, hi. Good morning, Lisa Gill.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Well, thanks.
Good, fine. All right. I want to do a little community service here, all right, on behalf of a few people that asked me to make a little input on the program on their behalf, okay? And this is in a little village called Ercot in St. Thomas. I think it was you when a lady called in last, about 2-3 weeks ago, talking about a water problem where the water authority would have dig up the road and left it in a one bad state. It was you?
I'm not sure. There are a couple of people who do raise
so. Anyway, that problem has been fixed.
Lovely.
But now there's a bigger problem in this same area, just a few meters away from where that water problem was. And this is to do with electricity, right? A very serious problem, Lisa. And I speak on things that I witnessed, right? I was in that district about 20, 25 minutes ago just to identify, because when I speak, I want to speak from a position of strength and knowledge. Right. Now, there is a fallen high-tension wire laying on the road.
Which road?
On the
same Ercot road.
The bus that traversed that community, you know, is a very small village. Don't bear that in mind. I believe if it's gone 150 houses, it got enough. But that's not the point. The point is people live there, right? And a lot of little children also. The one place to play is in the road. Now, there's a fallen wire, high-tension wire, that comes from a top on the road. And this thing's so bad that the bus went down there this morning. Now, I didn't see this. The bus went down there this morning, and the bus driver had to get out the bus and move this high-tension wire up from
he touched it? He had the requisite.
Well, no. I believe he used some sort of thing to move it across, right? Because it was trapping up with the bus.
How long was it there?
But there's the thing, over 3 weeks.
And so calls have been made to the Barbados Light and Power.
I know that for sure. I know, that, and it get worse. It get worse, Lisa. It get worse. Now the same high tension wire is touching another wire on the pole, on the upper part of the pole, with sparking fire. People called this morning because a part of Ercot is out of electricity this morning.
Okay.
One part have,
okay.
Next part don't have. You understand?
So a call then to the Barbados Light and Power to address the issue in Ercot, St. Thomas, the small road. Sorry, I'll let you continue, but I'm still making the call now.
It get worse.
As well.
The guy that have a little business trying to get some power link up to the business. To tell him the first instance that it take 3 to 4 days. If it don't happen, you ain't gonna pay that installment. Anyway, is a problem. The particular way to bring
this. You said that when they call Light and Power, what was that?
No. I'm moving on to a different thing now. In the same exact place that this wire falls from, you know. A guy waiting for a little power to hook up to his shop. They tell him it would take when he apply, it would take at least 3 to 4 days. And if it don't take 3 or 4 days, you could come back for we would not charge you the way you call the deposit or whatever. It would be our fault, and we would be obligated to don't charge.
This was the 3 weeks ago when he first called, or you're now talking call?
This over 6 weeks ago, my dear. But here to say now, he point out to them, just before this problem this morning, you know, he point out to them problem that this particular pole, between two poles, are experiencing. You know what I'm telling him? Then tell him, well, boy, you got to wait 9 weeks. If not, write a letter to me. And this is the direct result of waiting.
9 weeks sounds a little out of whack. And this is in connection with a fallen pole, or you're speaking about him trying to get electricity?
What happened in the interim, though? What happened in the interim is...
I just want to be clear.
No, I give
you... Bear in mind, you're sharing secondary information that can't be corroborated here on air. So I'm trying to understand if you are speaking about him seeking a setup or a connection with the Barbados Light and Power for his business, and that was communicated to him, or this is in connection with the high tension wire that is exposed.
All of it is interlocking, all of it, because just in the same area where the problem is ruptured is where his shop is.
You haven't answered me though. Is the request specific to a setup of electricity?
Yes,
inception, which takes much longer than an emergency scenario with respect to the high tension wire that is in the road. So the two, while you say they're interlocking, you must separate the two so that the listeners can understand.
Okay, fair enough. I quite agree, right? But it get worse. Now, you must understand the village, what really, from my experience, causing the problem is the bush and pole ram, okay? Trees and vines and whatnot really resting upon these wires and causing them this kind of problem. Addition to that, Light and Power is telling my friend, write a letter and we will kind of investigate.
That sounds a little abnormal, but I'm sure a call will be made to, and I'm sure either the persons in customer service would be notified of this conversation.
I can send
and
you
a visit, and a visit. Like, no, a WhatsApp shouldn't have taken place.
No, I mean to show you the problem with the pole and the wire and the trees and all that foolishness.
Okay.
I could send you that. Addition to that, they had a guy that I used to sing his praises. He was the PR man for Light and Power. A man called either Stevenson or Stephen Worm. Whatever become of him? Because what I find, though, even in my neighborhood here in Richmond Hall, what I find since Toronto or Ottawa, right, link up with Light and Power and Barbados, I find that we're getting problems. And I find that I don't hear Stevenson Worm voice no more.
You wouldn't hear him because he's no longer with the company.
Well, that is sad. That is really
but
sad.
But I'm sure that there are other persons who have fallen into different positions providing the same service for which he did. Maybe you might have... built up a good rapport with him, and you don't know the other person that has replaced him.
Your producer there, Dennis Johnson, will tell you that I come on the air on many occasions and defend Light and Power because I believe Light and Power at that time, probably it still is one of the best utility companies we have on the island. Okay? Mm-hmm. But in recent times, I find Light and Power is slipping and slipping badly.
Well, thanks so much for sharing. Okay. What I would do is hope that there was some person from the Barbados Light and Power who would have heard this conversation and can find their way to dispatch persons to Ericott, St. Joseph, to assist the entire neighborhood, along with the businessman, those persons who are suffering at this time. Are we good on that? Thank you so much. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, a couple of things here. I of the opinion that something there went wrong, because having dealt with the Light and Power more than one occasion with wires that have come down, the response is rather quickly, and I think that some communication there will work down, because I don't think Light and Power, knowing that one of the wires fell to the ground and might cause some problem in the air will not turn up. The thing, a couple of hours, so I still have to hear the other side of the story, not one the side of the story. The other thing has to do with what you were talking about in your preamble, and it has to do with the people, the graduates, and the people who didn't come and serve society. I know, hope to God, that if we are seeing what we see now, what is happening to Barbados, to the economy of Barbados, then we will have to ask questions. The first thing is, when you lay off people and you give people a package, how long do you expect this money to last?
It was a question for me?
Yeah.
I'm wondering what would be the spend first to answer that question. Because sometimes have to continue their normal expenditure.
Of course, because...
And then there's some people who, in the absence of other income, it may run out within the time period for which all of the expenditure would have been taken up.
That is true. Because I remember the Angel Lafon said one time, just a couple of weeks ago, any economic policy that you come up with should be for the people and not the people for that policy. And right now what we are having a policy we're here. We structure this economic affairs that we are having. But in doing so, some people will suffer. Is the suffering of people that we have to look at? What happens when people suffer? Then you find that you have an increase in crime, increasing prostitution, etc., etc. The point is, everybody is not going to go into agriculture. And then when the people who are supposed to go into agriculture, they will find that the demands everybody do the same thing. There's some people making, some people not making. So to tell people to get a piece of land and go there, so work the land and sell it to who? You see, we come here and we make a lot of bragging statements, and then we expect the majority of people in Barbados to accept it. The other thing is that I was told again by Lafon that laying off people was not the only alternative that we had. We could have gone to our parliament legislature to cut these people's salaries, and therefore you take some of these people from one sector and put them in the other sector. So in other words, you're saving jobs, and on the same time, the government is saving their expenditure on wages and salaries. So I can't get this thing on the stand that we have to send home people. And most economists in the world tell us that home people is not going to solve the problem anyhow. And the problem in Barbados is really your deficit. And how do you get that for a change that you so desire? So sending home people is not going to solve that for sure. The other thing, the last thing is, again, I hear you talk very much about your old school. But do you realize in the 1970s, 1980s, the what was coming out of Cobblemere at the time, at the advanced level, it was not CRK at that time, was that the results was a bit better than what you have in the last 20 years? You realize that Cobblemere, I'd be finding it very difficult to even get one Barbie scholarship a year?
I'm aware that there have been a reduction in the number of...
A reduction, a real, real drastic reduction.
Yeah. Scholarships and exhibitions, etc.
I remember when Mr. Ali was working in the Ministry of Education, he made a point here, Ms. Motley was the Minister of Education one time, she was on this program, and she said, Mr. Ali said that these two old secondary schools, they're not getting back what they're putting in. The government's not getting back what they're putting in. And therefore, somebody said, I remember Wolhard Zorin said that, you know, it can't continue year after year, and we best to shut them down.
What can't continue year after year?
Where you're spending money and you're not getting back what you're spending.
When you say spending money, could you clarify?
Yes, it's more cost a lot of money, and everybody knows that. But if you are spending money at two older secondary schools, and then at the end of the year, you're not getting back the results.
What are the results? I'm just trying to understand. So you judge the success of the school by the number of scholarships, or?
That is where the water comes in.
No, I'm trying to understand if that's why you came to the conclusion that this
should be closed. No. I must say entirely that. I say it's judging by the results of, at that time, it was the levels.
And have you seen the results at any of these secondary schools to come to that conclusion?
I can only see what was published in the paper day by day.
Right. And they're suggesting that the older schools should be closed because they're not getting the results?
That was years ago. The two older secondary schools, the sixth form.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mrs. Gale. And I would like to get with you and acknowledge the camaraderie of activity.
Good.
Hello?
Yes, okay. Good stuff.
But you know, if you're that foundation, you won't get that from me. Okay. I just judged a school by the, and I got to apologize to my three cousins when I see them and let them know the reason why I under attack. Right. I just judged a school by the quality people, the quality of the people that went to that school, and I would know that that school is good. God is not the building. That the church is not the building. It's the people. The school is the children that went there that become successful and well-rounded adults. And when I say rounded, I don't mean you're going to be good at everything, but yeah, get the whole balanced views, you know? I can see both. You're firing on both cylinders. And that is what I see in the Combermerians. So, kudos to Combermere, right? And I didn't know that at Harrison College, that I thought schools is just operate like the one that I went to school at. That when you, I know if Combermere is operate like this, like when you pass the exam and you go to school, at the school that I attend, they will actually put you in form according to the results. You know, they start grading.
I think they have different schools do different things. When we went there, it was based on our age. So those persons who were, let's say, September to December or to October, November, would be in one class and then another set in another class. But as you go into second and third form based on your competency and what you've demonstrated, you would then put into groups. So some children are put in the science, some are put in language. So wherever your strength is, you would then be pointed in that direction.
Well, at Harrison College, I understand. Some Harrisonians are coming in, tell me if you're wrong. But what I understand from a Harrisonian is that it is exactly what I did be talking about. The left hemisphere is dealing with mathematics, right? So when Harrison College do not start separating children until fourth form. So if you're weak in mathematics, which is less dominant on the left, they can separate you from there. So the more dominant left brainers that good at mathematics would go to the higher forms. But that don't mean that I understand what Combermere do, you know? It's still good. It ain't actually discriminating and not nothing. But I can see that they're already saying that these children is bright, so we don't got to separate. We just separate. Like how you mentioned it, according to these strengths and weaknesses, because mathematics is not only about numbers, and that's what some people don't know. I may be good at mathematics, but not numbers, because I'm good at reasoning and understanding concepts. Mm-hmm. And mathematics is actually on the side of beauty. So when it says something beautiful, you won't ask me how he arrived at that. Well, you ask the technical man that could tell you how we get there. Anyhow, all of you are entrepreneurs, though, by the way. I just want you all to know that, because we are alive and we are spending time. And none of us, all of us at risk, and none of us, as I say, is not going to get out of here alive, right? So we have to do the right thing and spend the time wisely. But I want to ask you something now about Christianity, since a lady bringing it up. Do you all believe in, I know some Christians does, you all believe in karma?
Sorry?
Karma.
If what?
Do you believe in karma?
I believe in karma, the answer will be no.
The answer will be no.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not one that believe that you're like, if anything bad happened to you, like if you're suffering right now, that it is because of some past sin that you're paying for?
No, I don't believe that.
Okay, well, a lady mentioned it earlier. But I do believe in that line of thought that we got to work out
That's not to say that I don't believe that the seeds that you sow, you reap.
Right.
Well, it has a correlation with karma. The two are different. They are two different entities or things. But I do believe in what you sow, you reap. So if you sit down every day and you drink vanilla milk or sugar, sweet things consistently, it's going to have an impact on your body.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can lead to the potential of diabetes, etc. Yes, that is a physical example I'm using, but you reap what you sow. If you eat healthy, though, and you eat properly and you exercise, then you can have a more healthy body. But that was not the best example. Anything else?
I do believe that we have to, it is, we actually, because, you know, I, on this more spiritual side, a metaphysical side, as I would say, I do believe that this is not the first life that you live in. You actually, well, you got a new body, and you actually have a new experience, but you have to work out your genes and so on, your from the past, still there, and you have to work out whatever problem that went through, right? You gotta like redeem yourself now from all of the ill. All right.
Thank you so much. Down to Brass Tacks. Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Gail. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Miss Gail, I am depressed that spoke to you a couple weeks ago concerning the Barbados Water Authority and the service I applied for since in June.
Yes.
You know, up to this day, I haven't got the service.
You are not serious.
I got a credit note from them up to yesterday for the $400. I've been in there about 2 weeks ago, and I was told I have to buy all of the connection pieces to connect the water to my house. And these pieces come into almost the $400 I paid in. And the funny thing about it that I can't get my head wrapped around is I was told that I'm not going to be reimbursed for my $400 that I paid them.
This goes towards your first bill or to the same, but they told you have to purchase the pieces, so that's a little.
But, Ms. Gail, what I don't understand, now if I go out and I buy them, right, on my own, to take them to them, for them to come and connect the water to my house, I am not going to get back my money, even though they got the $400. So that would end up being, let's run it off at $800 I'm spending. I cannot get my head wrapped around the nonsense that they are telling me concerning this water thing. And things like that. I mean, that is from June this year. So nobody in Barbados ain't getting water service connected to their home from June this year.
You mean unless they pay, or you mean this is a new...
Unless they go out and buy these pieces, and then, because the lady showed me a bill from a lady that wanted water service, and she had to go out and buy these things. So it seems like you have to go out now to buy these things, take them to the water authority for them to come to connect the water to your home, and you're not going to be reimbursed. So $400, said the $400 is for the service. Oh, can it be for service when I do I get no service?
That sounds a little... I know for sure sometimes you pay in advance a non-refundable sum, but I'm not so sure about the having to purchase the implements for the setup. That has never been... Unless that's a new policy. They wrote you and indicated this, or when you went there, they indicated this?
When I went in there, that is what I was told. That they write me to me every month. All they're doing is sending me a credit note. Up to yesterday, come home if I want any out from them for the $400. I mean, that is from June, and we are almost into November.
I sympathize and empathize with you. I'm not so sure why the delay, unless have they also indicated why they have not, and it's only, of course, because of you purchasing these things, that's the only delay? Because last time you didn't share that with us. This is new information.
No, the last
now.
time I called, I was calling, he told me it was a problem with the jackhammer because they have to cut the road.
Yes, you said that.
It was a problem with this, it was a problem with some of everything. Now I officially went face to face with it, and this is what I've been told. I was given a list of the things that I have to buy to have the service. And when I spoke to one of them, he told me, no, I will not be refunded. Because I thought then you will at least deduct it from my bill.
From your current, the few bills subsequent, unless until it's down, until it runs out.
I would like to think so. I can't afford to go out and buy the $300 or something. That's no anything to have the water connect. That's why I scrape and pay the $400.
Wow. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to say. I would like anyone out there that have this problem with Water Authority to let me know. Call in, call in to Brasta and let me know what's really going on. I can't get my head wrapped around it at all.
Have you received any correspondence at all from the Barbados other than the credit notes?
Every month a credit note and nothing more. Every month a credit note.
And it was only verbally that you were told you need to purchase the implements?
Yes. When I went in there, that is only what they told me.
And how long ago has this been? This is just about this month.
I went in there
month.
Last week I went in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you wouldn't have known before because originally the issue was the jackhammer.
It was the jackhammer. It was that they had this thing. It was some every excuse you could think of under the sun. No, it is. You have to purchase these things that they wrote up the list.
That's strange that you were told this only this week, having waited from June of 2018.
From June. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going on in there. I don't know what it is that they're doing. But I know that I have applied for water through the Water Authority already. I was home in St. Thomas, and I never had this kind of problem yet. Never, ever, ever. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I can't get my head wrapped around the nonsense that she's saying or whoever.
Okay.
So I just would like somebody
some further clarity, yes, to see why.
What is that is going on.
And also to find out whether there has been a change with respect to the request to purchase your implements for setup, because I'm not familiar with that. Requests, so that's something new as well. But you know, there will be some changes, right? Or have been some changes.
But if there are changes, it should be out for the public to know that you won't be suffering and waiting on a waiting list or something that you know nothing about.
Okay.
Thanks
so much for your call. This is Dr. Brastax. Good morning.
Good morning. What the lady is saying is true, Miss Gail. Any call about that? But in 2016, when I applied for water on my property, I had to pay. I got a letter then from them with everything that they had used. I had to pay for all the tape, the plumbing things, the digging of the trench across the road, everything they billed me for. I went in and I asked them why. They told me they reimbursed me. Up to now, I haven't been reimbursed, but you have to pay for all those things. It came to an extra. I paid $350 to put in the water, and then it came to extra three something.
Wow.
But what I called about yesterday, a lady called and spoke about St. Philip Polyclinic, about calling over there, and no one is answering the phone. It is true. I've been calling since Monday to make an appointment. The doctor told me call and make an appointment, and nobody is answering the phone.
And you're sure the numbers haven't changed? Because remember,
The same 423-6231. You cannot get no one to answer the phone up there. I don't know why, and there are people in there sitting down. There's a lady at the computer who operates, the receptionist. There's two other ladies, and there's a gentleman, and nobody answered the phone. I want both the records, and I want the inspector. And I've been calling. My neighbor been calling for me, and I'm calling you from at work now, taking the chance and calling in from at work. And nobody's answering the phone. Sometimes I tell myself, is this a health place?
Wow. And all you're merely trying to do is to make an appointment.
Yeah, because they told you, sometimes they tell you, call back and make the appointment. And I've been calling for since Monday.
My goodness.
And a lady called yesterday, the same thing. She talked to who was Sanka yesterday and told him the same thing. The number hasn't changed. On Monday, I had gotten through. She told me to hold on, and I was holding on for like an hour and some. She never got back to me.
Hmm.
So the number hasn't changed. It's still the same number.
That's unfortunate. You've been calling from Monday.
From Monday.
Unless it is also possible.
But no, it's not the first time. You know, this thing been going on constantly now for over maybe a year or more.
Unless where they have the phones, it is possible that the person who sits there is not there now and is over on another side.
No, the phone is in a little booth. And right side of the lady that is, because, you know, everything is computerized now. So all the appointments, when you go to see the doctor, she has to put everything in the computer first before you go into the nurse. So the phone is right there side of her. Then there's a next lady opposite her. And then there's a fellow opposite her that helps.
So somebody should be answering the telephones.
Yeah. So somebody, and there are two telephones in there.
Okay.
So somebody should be answering the phone.
Okay. Let's just hope that something happens. And you don't even live close by that you can actually
get there. No, I don't
get there. Okay.
That you can go.
Okay.
And the thing is, I will be at work. So I'm just calling to make the appointment to get the date to tell my employer as well, I need such and such a day
home
to go to do what I have to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry to hear about that. This is Down to Brass Tacks.